Your emails are coming up in a moment. First, though, a couple of corrections. Last week, a report we aired on the debate over arbitration in contract disputes left out some important information. Our story cited research by David Arkish of Public Citizen. The research supports arguments for changing the system of mandatory arbitration. We should have pointed out that Public Citizen is an advocacy group that is lobbying against mandatory arbitration.
Also last week, we reported on a trend in current economic thinking. It advocates using incentives to nudge people towards decisions that are in their best interest. We mentioned a program in Greensboro, North Carolina, that pays teenage moms $1 for every day they are not pregnant again. It turns out that Greensboro had toyed with this idea, but the city currently has no such program in place.
Now, your letters. Yesterday, we talked to Kate Moore of Des Moines, Iowa. She recently won the U.S. Texting Championship and $50,000. OMG.
Well, Tyler Jennings of Yukon, Oklahoma, did not see the value in that interview or the big prize. I find it ridiculous to reward someone for being able to butcher the English language with LOLs, OMGs, and BRBs. It just seems to be teaching mainly the youth of America that grammar and correct spelling are not essential. I love your show, but found that segment to be just plain annoying. I guess you could call that JPA.
And Jerry Blackburn of Issaquah, Washington, says that he felt embarrassed by the INTVW. He writes, I would suggest giving airtime to the realities of texting, such as missed family interactions, distracted drivers and walkers, sexting, unrealistic feelings of entitlement, and an obsessive text-addicted population of young people who find little satisfaction with their immediate realities. Or how about all of the hard-working, impoverished teens attempting to scratch their way into college? How might they acquire $50K?
We also heard this week from Stephen Wolfram. He's the creator of WolframAlpha.com. It's billed as a search engine that can answer all sorts of questions for you.
Wolfram and I went over some of the things that his website can compute, and while we did that, Angie Heidelbaum of Ames, Iowa, was waiting for the answer to one very big question.
She writes, as I was listening to your interview, I was asking my car radio, will he ask the answer to life, the universe, and everything? Isn't that the only question worthy of a program like that? And you did! So thank you, Mr. Siegel, for asking the ultimate question. I now feel fully vindicated after all the funny looks I've gotten for answering 42 to life's unanswerable questions.
To explain, 42 comes from Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. 42 is described humorously as the meaning of life, the universe, and everything.
Well, if you have the answer for unanswerable questions, please write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.